T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, let's get into it. We have Phillies tickets to give away to Friday night's game, and we're going to do it, baby. But is Manny Machado going to be at the game? He'll be in town next week, probably, likely, regardless. It's just if he's a Dodger or a Philly, unless Joe G, another team, gets involved. And by the way, another team very easily could make a phone call and say, hey, listen, how about if we included this guy? Let's talk. What else do you like in our system?
Happened yesterday, it seemed like. The Phillies were in front, and then the Dodgers offered something else, and now it's everybody else's turn. Even the report today, the one that came out an hour ago, USA Today, said it's basically he's going to the Dodgers. But in the report, it said, well, the Phillies are still in the discussion. So it's not, nothing's over yet.
Yeah, it's not over if the Phillies come back and and be bold, as Gabe Kapler wants everybody to be, and get the player. John Johnson had a great, from our own colleague here at WIP, had a great tweet, and I retweeted it. Do you put retweets aren't endorsements on your profile?
I don't.
I don't either. No.
I'll retweet anything if it's funny or it's interesting.
When it's within your power to get a superstar, you make it happen. Real superstars are rare in every sport. Both the Phillies and Sixers have that opportunity. It's always a risk, but one worth taking. You're damn right. He's so right.
But how much of a difference is he going to make for 2 months? If you're telling me you're getting 4, 5, 6 years of Manny Machado, I'll trade all the prospects, John. They're not getting that. We're guaranteed two and a half months.
You get them in the house, and you don't let them leave. Same thing with Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi, I would say that there's a better chance you resign Machado than Kawhi, because Kawhi already has the Lakers circled, and you know that going in.
And everyone seems to know that.
And he's an odd guy, the weird stuff going on in San Antonio. That's more of a risk to me than to getting Manny Machado. If he leaves, he goes to the Yankees, he's public enemy number one in this town. We hate him, and we move on. Right, we complain about it for JD, like JD Drew. We complain about it, all right?
Yeah, the new JD
and you deal
Drew.
With it. Be bold. 73% on our Twitter poll. It's actually on my personal account. 73% want the Phillies to be bold.
I'm going to lose this battle today. The listeners are not. I can feel it already. People want this guy. And I think it's one of those things where in everyone's mind, he already was batting third on Friday night. Now it feels like he's being ripped away.
888-729-9494. Do they need to come back with a better offer? Do they just increase the offer, or can they not be denied? And, all right, you don't want to give up your best prospect. You have to be creative. You just have to get a deal done. You already have the inside with knowing the organization, knowing the Orioles, having those relationships. They're going to take the better package, yes. Figure out how to get them. 888-729-9494. Frank in Lansdale. Frank, you lead off, brother. What's going on?
Johnny, how you doing, Don?
Good.
First time, long time. Hey, listen. I just really listened to your tweet, and it really made a lot of sense, the tweet that you retweeted out. But I want to say this. Think about 1980. What happened? We went out and we found a way to get Pete Rose, right? And look what the Sixers did. They went out and found a way to get Moses. They got to do this with Manny. They got to do this, whatever it is, whatever they have to get up, do it. And that's what they have to do. So, I think that's what they need to do. So, That's my opinion. So,
all right, man.
I hear it, Frank. You know, here's the difference, though. Here's the difference. And this is why I'm not ready to do it. And I'm not ready to go overboard to get him. 1980 Phillies. They had been in the playoffs all those years in the 70s and couldn't get past the Dodgers. 83 Sixers. In the playoffs all those years and they couldn't get over the hump. This is the first year of this run. I'm not ready. I don't think the Phillies should look at it as this is our shot. They should have. And I say should because we don't know. But they should have more shots. This team, nobody on this team could reach free agency, I think, for 3 more years. Like, they're not going anywhere.
No,
they should be good.
The Dodgers actually should have more urgency from that perspective.
Yes.
They've been close. They spent a lot of money.
Kershaw could leave.
Last year it was Yu Darvish. This year is it going to be Machado? Maybe it didn't work with Yu Darvish. Maybe they should just try to go with it as it is. On Twitter, Mike Wurst, this is what he says. Too bad they don't have a GM with balls like Howie. He wants a player, he makes it happen. He doesn't let somebody else outbid him. Every team in the city should be like him. And it's like, yeah, he should. We don't know the, we don't know if Klentak's that guy or
we
not
don't
that
yet.
Guy. I think John Middleton's that guy.
But I don't think Howie went overboard. Like, remember all those rumors last year they should trade a first-round pick for Richard Sherman? They didn't do that. They traded a fourth-round pick for Jay Ajayi during the season. They have to improve, but there's a point where it's too much.
But make it work. How did he get up to Carson Wentz? He didn't trade the franchise to go from wherever to two. He worked his way up through a relationship with Mike Tannenbaum, that dope down in Miami.
Yep.
He was able to get up to 13.
Dump Byron Maxwell on them.
Oh, my God. And then he was able to get to two from there because it was easier. He found a way to get it done. Matt Klentak needs to find a way to get this done, period.
But he found a way to get done for a long-term thing. He got Carson Wentz for his career, basically. We're getting Manny Machado for 2 months here.
You're getting him for a new contract, too.
You
bring
hope.
Him in here.
You hope.
Yeah, Joe DeCameron said this to us on the way out. He doesn't agree that it helped. I'm saying if you get him here, it doesn't mean that he's going to be here. It doesn't mean that he signed. It gives you the inside track if things go well and he likes it to sign him.
I agree with that. But I don't think it's enough. There's an assumption. I find this funny. There's an assumption out there if he comes here, he will stay. There's also an assumption if he goes to L.A. that they will keep him. I don't know if either of those are true. I agree.
Well, you're still going to have to pay him.
You're still going to have to pay him.
And the Phillies going to be outbid for Manny Machado, especially if they trade big-time assets to get him?
No, but I don't think they're going to be outbid anyway. Jim Salisbury said it to us yesterday, that at some point he thinks they're going to get him. They're going to make sure they get him. So,
All right.
You get him.
All right. Kirk, Roslyn, what's up, Kirk?
Yo, what's up, guys?
Hey,
how
Kirk.
You doing?
Excellent.
You know what? They got to be bold. Bring him in. I want to see Trout here. I want to see why can't the Phillies be the powerhouse like those American League teams, like the Yankees in Boston? The time's now. Do it. I don't care what the heck they give up.
Kirk, the Yankees never trade for rentals. What are you talking about?
No. I just want to see the Phillies become a powerhouse. I want Machado here. Maybe it's November. I want to see them get guys like Trout. I just want them to build an insurmountable team. Why not? They got deep pockets. Why not do it?
And I, Kirk, I think everyone wants me to do that, but doesn't mean they have to make this trade to do that. They can sign this guy in November.
That's correct. But you know what? I don't want little pieces. I want to throw the kitchen sink at this thing. You know what I'm saying? I want to be in this for multiple years.
My man,
I want
Kirk.
People to hate the Phillies. That's what I'm talking about, buddy.
Kirk's all in. Kirk is all in.
You're my favorite caller, Kirk. Call again, man. Appreciate you. Yeah, man. Go get him. I'm not saying to trade everything that you have. You can't just go completely crazy and add all of your prospects. Does that mean Sixto Sanchez? Like Mike Mullen says on Twitter, keep Sixto, give whatever else up. So here's what I would say. That the next offer I make is you say, all right, listen. You know there's been some other players that the Phillies have shied away from or don't want to include.
Sure.
Include one of them. I don't know who that is.
Adam Haseley?
Is it Haseley?
Well, I don't want to give him up.
He
might be here next year.
Yeah, Haseley's not going to be a perennial all-star. Be a good player.
But you know what? Isn't this team in first place built on good players?
They are.
So you need a bunch of good players. You don't like what?
You need a great player on this team.
Yeah, but I'll get it.
Sick of these good players.
What's Manny Machado got in the Orioles this year? The worst record in baseball.
Oh, you can't blame him.
No, I'm not blaming him. He's been great. But you need to have 25 good players or maybe 23 good ones and two special ones. Like, that's how you build a championship team.
Let's get a special one.
Well, this is the crux of the argument. How do they get that guy?
How about Moniak? Can Moniak, interested in Mickey Moniak?
I'm not sure I'm not sure that's going to get it done.
Somebody says Sixto is going to be a flop. Sixto Sanchez, if you don't know, is their number one rated prospect. On the DL, by the way, with an elbow issue?
Yes.
Elbow inflammation?
They say is not serious, but you never know with an elbow.
He's 5 foot nothing, throws 100 miles an hour.
He doesn't throw like he's 5 foot nothing.
No, he doesn't. No, he's got a great feel for pitching. I don't want to include him. He could never play. He could never pitch a game in the majors. He could lose velocity because of an injury and never do it. Now, I'll tell you he's going to because he knows how to pitch. He's just not a thrower. He knows how to pitch. He's got great stuff. All right, you don't want to include Sixto, fine. Hey, J.P. Crawford. J.P. Medina. Another prospect. Bang. Make it happen.
You know what I think this is about? Do you trust Matt Klein? I always feel like when you make a trade with prospects, you have to know what you're giving up. You could sell it. You can make believe it's something special, but do you trust Matt Klentak to know what he's got here?
Hey, Phillies fans, legitimately, 888-729-9494. Do you want to be bold and try to do something in this sport? or you want to be, we'll wait next year and we'll try to sign somebody or whatever. You actually want to go out there and you want to try to win. And you know he could leave, whatever. Or you want to be scared. 888-729-9494. We'll worry about Adam Haseley like Joe Gilio.
I'm worried. Build a good team. I'm not worried about the superstar. They'll get that.
How many playoff rounds has Mike Trout won? Come
Zero.
On.
Zero. How many
exactly
playoff
right.
games has Mike Trout won? Zero.
Exactly right. Yeah, everybody's chiming in with the prospects to get Mike Trout, like Tom in Middletown. Tom, I agree with you. I would love to trade for Mike Trout right now. I don't think the Angels will do it. You know, why would the Angels trade him?
See, well, that's because they're really going nowhere. They haven't gone anywhere with him. They don't seem to be able to get the supporting cast for him. Their farm system, from what I understand, is not strong at all. What I would do is, since it's going to take an incredible package to get Machado, which isn't a guarantee for more than a couple months, I would knock on Anaheim's door while we're putting this package together before we put the boys back on the shelves because we can't get Machado over the Dodgers. I would knock on that door, maybe sweeten a little bit, and see if we can't pluck.
I love the idea, man. I want Mike Trout here just as much as you do. They're not trading Mike Trout right now. They're not trading him right now.
Not in the middle of a season.
They're not trading him right now. Trust me.
Tom, that might happen one day. They've got 2.5 years before he could walk away. What you're saying could happen sooner than later, but I'm with John. They're not doing it now.
But how sweet would it be if we could, if we're going to give up players, if we could get Trout and then just buy Machado in November?
It'd be awesome. I mean, that's the ideal way to do it.
I'm in, Tom.
You trade for the best player in the game and use money to sign another great player. That's ideal.
By the way, the Angels are a game over 500. It's not like they're 26-50.
Right. They're not giving up. Not yet.
Mike Trout is the best player in the game. It's not close. He's still young. He's a future Hall of Famer. The Angels just aren't going to say, well, we're not very good right now, so we'll just trade the best player in the game. No, they need to add to the team.
And he's got 2.5 years left on his contract, which means if the Phillies called them, they wouldn't say Adonis Medina. They'd say, give us Rhys Hoskins. Like, they could say that.
You have to give up Hoskins and all your prospects.
The Angels should ask for that because he's got 2.5 years left.
In the offseason, could something happen if the Angels feel like the Trout? Because the problem the Orioles are running into right now is they should have traded him earlier. Should have never waited to this point if they knew they weren't going to resign him. They're not going to resign him, so now they're screwed. They have little leverage. They're still going to get a nice package, but they would have traded him with a year left on his contract, a full year, traded him at the trade deadline last year.
That's when they should have done it.
Yeah. You get a much better haul.
Now the clock is ticking. I mean, they have, what's today, the 18th? They have 13 days to trade this guy. And it's probably going to happen tonight.
How about Trout next trade deadline? Angels stink.
Which they probably will.
Which they probably will, or they could. And the agent's saying to the, because the agents are having conversations, just like, you know, Mike really misses the East Coast. Mike really would like to play closer to home. The Angels are like, this guy's going to leave.
Wouldn't it be nice to have Adonis Medina and Adam Haseley in the system still sitting there?
You got other guys.
The next number two prospect.
Yeah, what are you worried about? They just had a draft this year. They replenished everything. Right? Come on, Mickey Moniak might be a stud by then, Joe Gilio. All right, back to the phones. We have, who we got? Mickey Doylestown. What's up, Mick?
Hi. So I'm calling because I lived in Los Angeles for 10 years. And the big thing about Machado is you were saying earlier the Dodgers, like, they should be urgent now. But even though the Dodgers have won the NL West the past 5 years, they're not strangers to the playoffs, I still think that the Dodgers could wait. And I know that the Dodgers, and I really want the Dodgers to, but I don't think that we should give up our top prospects, both Verdugo and Diaz, because I still think that the Dodgers have a future. We just won back-to-back Rookie of the Years. And if Bueller didn't get hurt, we could be looking at back-to-back-to-back Rookie of the Year. So I definitely think, even though the Dodgers are, they've been a team that have been in the playoffs a lot, I definitely think that the Dodgers shouldn't give up the farm for Machado.
Someone's giving it up, Mickey. Yeah, but it seems like they are, right?
Yeah, it seems like it's been going back and forth between the Phillies and the Dodgers, like, who's offering the better offer and who's the favorite. And I hope that we didn't have to oversell to get Machado, because it seemed like, because Machado just is that great of a player. He's got a lot of pop in his bat, and he's batting over 300. So I wouldn't be against it, especially because it's just a two-month rental. Like, at the beginning of the season, I think I would be okay with it. But I don't know if 2 months is enough time to really convince a player to stay. I don't know.
Well, I do, but here's the thing, Mickey, and appreciate it. Here's the thing with the Phillies want him to stay past this year. The Dodgers may not have a spot for him to pay Or it may be a square peg into a kind of square hole.
Yeah, it could be. They have a third baseman on a long-term deal. They have a shortstop who's hurt this year.
Which is why they would want him this year.
But he's coming back, and he's an MVP type of player. They might not. I think
they would have to figure it out. They're up against the luxury tax.
Kershaw's contracts, he can opt out. They have to pay him. I think he's hitting free agency either way. Either way. Now, the Dodgers, if they get him, may have the heads up, just like we think the Phillies would have had a little boost. But I think he's hitting free agency. The Phillies are going to be able to bid on this guy in November.
Christopher Ott on Twitter says, Phillies won in 08 with a team without high-priced free agent signings. The next few years they spent for Lee, Halladay, et cetera, and no rings. Don't overpay. Right, well, they didn't have high-priced free agent signings, but they had superstar players on their team. They had Ryan Howard and Chase Utley and Jimmy Rollins. Come
they
on.
Were already here, the superstars. They didn't need to go get one.
Yeah, which is great. They didn't need to go get it, but the Phillies need to go get somebody.
But this happens sometimes where you look at the deadline like, oh, this team made the splash. In 08, the Brewers got CeCe Sabathia. The Dodgers got Manny Ramirez. Who'd the Phillies get? Officer Joe. And that team's the team that got to the World Series. So Manny will help wherever he goes, but I don't necessarily mean the Dodgers are going to get to the World Series if they get Manny and the Phillies are done. Like, I don't think that's the way it's going to be.
PJ Paisano says, so you're telling me they won't trade Sixto Sanchez for Manny? Come on, this says me furious. Getting him on the Phillies is being bold. Hashtag be bold. How about that? If you want to attach a Phillies, you want to get the Phillies symbol by hashtagging be bold, you can't be scared.
They're going to regret it.
You gotta be bold.
They're going to regret it when everyone's tweeting be bold when the trade goes down to the Dodgers now.
Be bold. The Phillies might not be happy with me since I'm the one that's kind of putting this
well,
up
you're
there.
You're saying to be bold, and I get it. I just don't want, it's too much. Don't go overboard.
Vote on Twitter. 68% say be bold. 1,600 votes so far in a mere, I don't even know what, 15 minutes that we've had it up there. 888-729-9494. Let's take one more here. Mark Olney. What's up, Marky?
How you doing, guys?
How are you, man?
I sincerely hope that some other team in the Phillies gets the shadow, if only to stop the Phillies from doing something foolish, if they were to do anything foolish. The only way they can make a trade is to something that works for them that's sensible, but it doesn't make sense to give up prospects for a two-month rental. I mean, in my experience, teams that trade for prospects are good teams that are on the verge of the playoffs or are in the playoffs. They know they're going to be in the playoffs. They need another player just to give them a little extra oomph. And they're a team that's already good and has a deep farm system and can afford to give up some of them prospects for what might be a rental. A rebuilding team like the Phillies, we can't afford to give up prospects, even though they're shots in the dark. And one bat's not going to help us. We're the 27th out of 32nd team in team batting. We need several bats. I mean, us trading for prospects is like going to the casinos with the rent money. It just doesn't make any sense.
Well, I don't think they need several bats, Mark. I mean, I hear you and where they are, but they just need their young players to get better. Then they're not going to replace these guys that are here. They need Scott Kingery to be better. They need Jorge Alfaro to be better.
Which they will be
in
the coming years. Yep. I guess you it's tough because before the season, I probably would have said, for a rental for Machado, no, you're not going to trade these top prospects. No, this isn't about this year. This is about future years. And then you get to it, and do you look at your team, and are you not correctly judging what this team really is? I think that's really what it comes down to.
I think the Phillies think they're good, right? They think they're closer than some people do because they're trying to do this. It's not like we're just begging them
they're
to do it.
They're trying to do it.
They're clearly trying to make this happen. Right now, it looks like they've fallen behind the leader in the Dodgers.
Then go do it. Go do it. 888-729-9494. 888-729-9494. Marks and Reese Show, Joe G. Coming up at 3 o'clock, your first chance to win $1,000. Your phone calls coming up next. Also, we'll give away our first pair of Phillies and Padres tickets, and we'll tell you how. That's coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.